Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Jim Kyle, Democratic Minority Leader from the State Senate, Ken Hoover, who won a seat on the now vacated Germantown School Board.
Let's start with where we are a couple weeks after the Hardie Mays ruling. I'm going to start with you, Senator Kyle. You this week put forward an idea that has been, it seems, well received, which is that Kevin Huffman, the state's head of education, be something of an honest broker who step into the negotiations and help out the various parties. Tell us what your idea is and what you hope that could gain for the various parties involved.
Everyone in this community has a dog in the fight, so to speak. I thought that Commissioner Huffman and his staff, being experts in education, but not necessarily being intensely involved, would be that person who could come in and have the knowledge of how you can look at this problem without having been viewed as being for or against one idea or one side or the other. And so I think what the process needs is an honest broker. He is our state education commissioner. He does have a skill set that would be very valuable, and I think he would bring something to the table. And I spoke to him about it. He seemed very interested. I spoke to Mark Norris, who is the majority leader in the Senate, and Mark seemed to think it was a reasonable idea, and I've written all the elected officials in this community and have asked people to take a step back, and let's look at this as an educational issue, not a political question.
Let's bring you in, Ken, and I introducing you, as we joked before the show, I mean, it's not a joke, but it's a little awkward. You were elected to the school board, Germantown School Board, that was set up under various provisions and then was struck down. So, as you said, you got your certificate of election, but it really didn't amount to much. But you, nonetheless, have been very involved in schools. Mm-hmm. You're not a party to any of the lawsuits. But what's your perspective? Let's start there on that idea of bringing in Kevin Huffman as a kind of an honest broker. And generally, is it time for people to start talking and ratchet down the lawsuits?
I think it's clear that this entire controversy was born of politics. It's grown up in a political conversation. So it would be terrific to get the politics out of the conversation and talk about what's best for the children. What is the best structure for delivering education in Shelby County? If we could have that conversation, we would have never seen the county commission oppose municipal school districts. If we strictly evaluated things on what's the best model for delivering education in Shelby County. There are a lot of other factors at play, and money is a big, big part of that.
If there isn't sort of a unified overarching solution, people have talked about charter schools or some way that there still could be some autonomy for municipal schools within the unified district, so starting even next year. Is that a possibility? Have you talked to people about that?
I've had some conversations, and as you mentioned, I've been vacated.
Yeah.
The misconception that's out there in the community and what I would like to argue against is Judge Mays has not said we can't have municipal school districts. As we sit here this evening, the law of the land is when consolidation is complete, you can form a municipal school district. Now, clearly, there's a decision to be made, papers to be filed by December 27th. We don't have his final word on that, but what we said in the prep room, the judge closed the fast lane. The fast lane has been taken off the table, but the road to municipal schools as of this moment is still open.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.